Atlanta. We know what's going on. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We hope you had a good weekend. It was not a good weekend for Atlanta Falcons. It was a great weekend for the Georgia Bulldogs. And we will dive deep into all of that here along the way. Mike, how was your weekend, man?
It's great, man. Played some G. Man, it's pretty funny. I'll tell you more. Guy talk. One of my good friends was having the worst golf round of his life. Sometimes it can be contagious.
Oh, everybody starts playing bad.
Yeah. You know, when it's just like, and this guy, English is not his first language, so I'll get into that later in the show. We'll learn some new Italian cuss words on Saturday. And then yesterday, you know, just a nice, you know, relaxing day of football. And then I got so aggravated. I literally had to turn it off and go for a walk. And I listened to Arch and Wes, who were more aggravated than you and I were. So it's just, this is, and we'll get into it, but I get the vibe. I get the temperature in the room around Atlanta. People that were on the fence are off the fence. People that were on the bandwagon are off the bandwagon. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
So that loss to the Denver Broncos was embarrassing. There's no other way to describe it. We can talk around it. You can tell me all the things that you think were good on Sunday. There was nothing good. There was nothing good yesterday. And now we have a two-game losing streak heading into a bye week, and we got out-physicaled, and they out-efforted us. Those are not good things heading into a bye week, and it's specifically thinking about the playoffs down the road. So, listen, I heard Caden Ellis after the game yesterday saying, this is going to fuel us, blah, 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 blah. And the reason why I say that is because now this is three games. This is a trend where we have started slow and then gotten outplayed. And I don't have the answers. Atlanta, I have no idea what the answers are. That is for Raheem Morris and his staff to figure out between now and next Sunday. And oh, by the way, the Chargers won last night, and they look like a juggernaut defensively as well. Second half adjustments got the Bengals back in that game. But the bottom line for us, Mike, is we have now gone 2 weeks in a row, and this is why I'm concerned, where our quarterback has not thrown a touchdown. He didn't throw one against the Saints, and he didn't throw one yesterday. And that is concerning, considering we've been saying all this year, we're here because of our quarterback. Well, guess what? We are here right now because of our quarterback. Mike, he is not performing at the level in which he needs to.
No, and I get it. That's a really robust pass rush. We talked about it all last week, and the offensive line was struggling, but they couldn't get the run game on track. It's just brutal. You need Cousins to be better. We thought, okay, Cousins will be growing pains because of him coming off the Achilles. We passed that. He's thrown for 500 yards. He's shown you the ability. That game down in Tampa, he showed you he's back. And then you get back to, this is why the folks out there, when we signed Kirk Cousins, the people, that, aside from the playoff record, would say, this is a guy who puts up meaningless stats. I'm not saying I agree. I still think he can redeem himself, certainly, because he's won us some games. But yeah, he's lost right now. The whole team is lost. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC had an interesting point. Let me run this by you. 2 weeks now in a row, they've done this Wednesday, basically, grab-ass practice.
Okay.
Where they're not, and again, I know you're not taking people to the ground or anything like that, but basically, the idea of going through these walkthrough Wednesdays is, I don't know if that is it losing your edge, because I know people want to protect the older players and people with injuries. We're very banged up in the secondary, but I just something else to think about, and maybe Ron needs to change the approach.
It's something that needs to be discussed, Mike. I don't think anything's off the table, and as a matter of fact, I'm so concerned about where we are right now that it is time to hit the panic button. I am so concerned about this team, lack of physicality, being out-efforted, lack of execution, being beat in all three phases. It's not just one game, guys. And now I'm starting to say, okay,
right.
That nervous laugh when you meet somebody, you're like, oh, crap, they're here. We're going to be able to fix this, right? We're going to be able to turn this thing around and feel good about, you know, the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, right? Somebody tell me and give me a little bit of confidence.
All right. The good news is there is no good news. The bad news is the Bucs can still leapfrog us despite us having won all, you know, now we've won everything but the Saints game, so we can still finish with just one loss in the division. But, you guys, you look at the Bucs' schedule. I'm just telling you, they've played one less game than us, and we both have to play the Chargers. And boy, the Chargers look like something. They got off like gangbusters in the first half, Carl, and hung on to win that game, and obviously, you know, beat the Bengals, and now the Bengals are exploring where the hell they're going. But we got to play the Chargers, they got to play the Chargers. But the rest of the Bucs' schedule is easy. It's Vegas. It's the Saints. It's Carolina Giants. You know, we still have to go to play Commanders, Vikings, along with the Chargers. So, I mean, just telling you right now, I'm getting a really weird 2015 Dan Quinn feeling where where a certain radio host said, I'm starting to look ahead when we were 5-0.
It is time.
We went 6-1.
Button.
We went 6-1. That is the panic button. We could very easily lose six in a row.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, we could.
Oh, come on.
We could lose four more in a row. We did it in 15.
No,
we did
no.
it actually. We did it three times under Dan Quinn. So I know it can be done by this team because Coach Ra and the defensive approach is identical to what Dan Quinn was doing.
By the way, that feel good. You should be a little nervous. 404-726-0929. By the way, how in the hell did we let Bo Nix get off like that? Now, don't get me wrong. I think we all underestimated how well he was going to play this season, and Sean Payton's done a hell of a job with him. This is why Sean Payton makes the money he makes. Sean Payton's still one of the best coaches in the NFL. We didn't like him when he was the Saints coach because he was the Saints coach, but he is still one of the best in the NFL. And Bo Nix has a career day against us, and now they're like, well, maybe he's the rookie of the year. Oh, hell!
Well, I'll tell you what. Bo Nix, the average Bo Nix pass was about 6 yards. It was yards after the catch. Our linebacker core couldn't catch anything. And I get it. We're down to third-string defensive backs. We still have Bates and Simmons, and I don't know how Jimmy Lake was using them. But, man, there were miles and miles of yards after the catch yesterday. And normally everybody else, you know, Geno Smith and certainly Baker Mayfield at times, Carr in one of those games, we saw that the defense couldn't get there and quarterbacks would pick us apart. The ball generally came out really quick. Slants, quick hits. And then eventually, Bo Nix had time to go down the field, and you saw that too. But Carl, nearly 200 yards after the catch in this game. We couldn't tackle for squat.
Yeah, that's terrible. Another thing that wasn't good yesterday. Hit us up on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on. 38-6. I'm embarrassed. That shouldn't have happened. Not like that. We should have played a much better game considering where we were coming off of the Saints' loss. So how do we get it together? I want you to hear Kirk Cousins saying that this team and the guys on this team need to have some real conversations during the bye week. This is Cousins.
Well, we have to have some conversations and talk about how we can be better. And, you know, those are conversations. The conversations are one thing, but actually resolving it and getting answers is the other thing. And so that's what we've got to do. And I think that's probably priority number one on the bye week.
Okay. What's that conversation sound like, Mike? What are we talking about? I mean, what are we really talking about?
How about do your effing jobs? You know what I mean? How about Matthew Judon, the great? I mean, this, I always thought the Ray Edwards signing was the biggest bust ever, and Matthew Judon is the biggest bust ever. Now, again, yes, technically we did get a sack yesterday. Big whoop. And that was by virtue of Denver screwing up in the backfield. We're terrible defensively. It's a bad defense. It's a bad defensive schematically. It's a bad defense as far as the players. You know, I think that we literally blew it. Now, again, injuries aside, we lost some guys we drafted this year. We'll never get to see what Braylon Trice looks like. It's hard to convince some fans, Carl, that Braylon Trice would have changed everything with our pass rush.
Because they didn't see him.
Right. But, I mean, we don't have a good defense. And we know that the offense, okay, you got to pick up the slack. The offense couldn't do anything. And once you're down, you know, 21-6, the running game goes out the window, so you can't use Bijan like you want to. Algier got banged up. So this is as bad as it gets. And Kirk Cousins has got to look in the mirror, too. You know, I have to be better. Not we. I have to be better. We love Kirk. We love his honesty. He needs to be honest with us and himself and the team. He's got to be better.
2 weeks in a row, no touchdowns for Kirk Cousins. That should never happen. Not at this point in his career. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday. We do have a lot to get to, and we will discuss the Dogs at nauseam because that was a huge win on Saturday. And I got to tell you, the way the game started, everybody was freaking out, and rightfully so.
Right.
We will talk about it and get into what this means for the Dogs. The College Football Playoff Committee meets tomorrow, and we will hear what the new rankings will look like. Before we get to all of that, Jesse Bates, and this is another concern. So I have a lot today, a lot of concerns. Mm-hmm. Why are we starting slow again? This isn't me. This is Jesse Bates saying, once again, we found ourselves starting slow.
I just think that we started out slow again. Whether that's us just giving up a touchdown on that first drive, giving them the momentum, and just never really calmed down like we usually do in the second half. Kind of got out of hand a little bit. But I feel like we can learn from this and go into our bye week, get healthy, and respond the right way these last 6 weeks, because I know what we have in that locker room. I know the type of leaders that we have on this team as well, and I know we'll respond.